Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Clay?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Clay. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Wednesday, right?
Yeah. Favorite day of the week.
I love it. Yep. We're halfway there, not that we're counting or anything, huh?
That's right.
So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you, because that means she did a good job explaining it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, I love to hear that. So the main benefit for you, Clay, is definitely within the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yep, of course, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively. So price-wise, I can put you into the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month-to-month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that's going to include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. So once we program CGA Electric into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, do you have a business Facebook page by chance?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. No problem. We'll actually create one for you. And the reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google will allow us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's really cool how it works, because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. And if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, now when they go into their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new business coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see the new clients that you're receiving from Facebook, which ones you're receiving from Google. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way, everything is very transparent. And as you do the tracking, if you ever notice that, you know, certain keywords are working better than others, then you're also going to have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. Okay, so...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, I understand. I don't want that much business, though. I'm one fellow. So
the majority of our clients are one fellas. We specialize in helping the small to mid-sized businesses. So I don't want you to think that if we put you on Google, a million phone calls are going to start rolling in. This is definitely designed to bring you a steady flow. And how a program like this will differ from other programs you might have tried in the past. Have you ever tried any of those lead services like a Thumbtack or an Angie Leads or anything like that?
I'm currently with Angie Leads now.
Oh, you are? Okay. How do you like that service?
It's pretty good. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay. Okay. So if you like Angie Leads, you're absolutely going to love this program because this is the other side of the coin. So for instance, Angie Leads, they're a lead generation program. So they'll sell that lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And I've had business owners tell me that they have the leads hooked up to their cell phones, where as soon as they get a lead, they drop everything and they call on it. And lo and behold, it's already been called on by five or six other guys, or it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category or 150 miles away, and they just got charged for it. So I don't talk to a lot of people that get paid leads off of Angie Leads, but for the ones that do you know how they told me they got the job?
I don't know how they told you.
Okay. They told me they had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate. So the first thing you would notice about this program, Clay, is it's going to attract the luxury high-end clients, people that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people that are out there price shopping. Because when you think about it, the only reason someone's ever going to Google for your service is if they do have an immediate need to hire you. You know, Google calls that a micro moment. Putting CGA Electric in front of a potential client that needs you at the time that they need you, right? And that's the main difference is rather than you having to take on a bunch of jobs as a one-man operation, you could take on fewer jobs with a higher return on investment with something like this. So
that makes a lot more sense than Angie Leads. I haven't gotten a lead yet, but I just literally signed up for it, you know, a week ago.
I just had
a new baby. I just had a new baby and everything. So, I'm just trying to help mom right now, you know. So,
congratulations on your new baby. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
It took a lot of convincing for my wife to go through with the Angie thing. Now this is coming up. So, I like the idea and everything, but I gotta start back at base number one again and win her over for a second service.
Right. Yeah. So here's the thing. I want to let you know that I have not seen a position available of this magnitude in your area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because everybody wants to be on the first page where the high revenue is generated. So with that being said, Clay, I can't do anything about the agreement that you have with the Angie Leads or the money that you spent there, but I can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back. There's no question. And I would even be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the money that you've spent. Because I had to do this once before and I actually got it approved where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. And we deal with so many Angie Leads clients. What happens is sometimes they'll put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so they can allocate some funds to try this program. And what they find is when people are calling them directly off of Google, pretty soon they don't even have to buy leads anymore, because why would they when people are calling them directly? So this will save you a lot of money in the long run and help you, you know, kind of fund that new baby that you just had. So here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I had to do this once before and I got it approved, where I asked if I could put them into my friends and family rate. What that would do is it would reduce your monthly pricing down to just $249, and it would reduce your setup fee down to $49. Now, the benefit of the Friends and Family program is it also will include a website for free. So typically we charge $400 extra to put the sites together, but since it is 2023 and you don't have one, you're probably going to need one anyway. That would be included for you at no additional cost. So in order to do this, Clay, I'd have to send out the request and explain your situation, and of course I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $298 out the door, including the site, I'm sure that would be fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this for a month or two, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. You're going to be so thrilled with the results on this. So let me, you're going to love
but, you know, I just, like I told you, I done allocated everything I had to Angie. You know, if I'd have known about this before, I would have went with y'all. So.
Well, here's the thing, Clay, is there's one thing we could do if I get this approved to make it a little bit more affordable, is your program does include a budget to run Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, I could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $199 monthly. And sometimes people will do that initially, because you could always call back and put those Facebook ads on later if you wanted to. So
yeah,
and when you look at it like that, I know that you've already spent money getting involved with the Angie leads, but if you calculate it out, it comes to only $6 a day to increase your business. There is no contract, so this is fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy, although I know that you're never going to cancel, because no one cancels on profit, and I know that you won't either.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So if I did get the authorization to get everything going for just $199 out the door, including the site, I'm sure you'd be willing to give it a shot. That way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, I'd be willing to, but like I said, I'd like to talk with my wife about it first, and then I'll make a decision.
Yeah, I want you to also, because I'm married too, and I'm a firm believer that behind every good man, there's a good lady, you know, so I wouldn't want you to do anything unless you were both 100% comfortable. Now,
that's right.
100%, I get it. So I have 40 technicians calling out, Clay, and only one position available. Because of the profitability, a position of this magnitude, it's going to fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So either it will be you benefiting from the book of business that's in your backyard, or it'll be a competing company. So here's what I would suggest, because I know she's not going to be opposed to you making a $6 a day decision to increase your business, especially since this is fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. However, if you'd like to get her blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe tried to call her on the other line. I can wait for you.
Yeah, she's in there taking care of a little baby right now, so trying to put him to sleep. So, yeah, I know. I'd hate for you to waste your breath on me about all this. Like I said, it was hella convincing for the Angie lead thing, and I done went through with that. So.
Right. Right. Yeah, but here's the thing with Angie Leads. I want to let you know that I spoke with a contractor not too long ago, and he told me he was about $2,000 into his lead fees with Angie's. He kept running all over town, bidding on all this work, and then he kept getting undercut by other companies. So he finally undercut his own pricing and took on a bathroom remodel. But the problem is by the time he counted up his material cost, he actually lost money on the job. And you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice. So I'm telling you right now, Clay, if you put those leads on pause just enough to come up with $199 to try this, it's going to save you so much money in the long run in your lead fees, where you're not going to have to buy leads anymore. Plus, if you tried this program for a couple of months and somewhere down the road you ended up canceling, I know that that won't happen because nobody cancels on profit, right? But let's say that you did. Worst case scenario is you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything that we created for you, you're always going to have that for your business. So at that point, you're going to be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You're going to be on all the directories. You're going to be accessible from the mobile platform. If you ever canceled, naturally, you won't be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you're going to have a stronger presence than you have right now. And I'm sure you see a whole lot of value in that, right?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
May have to move on. Sorry, you waste your breath. I love the idea of it, but yeah, I wish you would have called 4 days ago.
Okay. So there is one thing that might work. I mean, since you say 4 days ago, I don't know when you signed up with them, but if you did sign up with them on Friday, you are allowed a 3-day right of rescission. So you could call them back and tell them you want to rescind on the whole thing, and they have to give you your money back as long as it's within 3 business days. So that might be something that would work wonders for you, because I'm telling you, I've seen this change the lives of business owners that we work with.
Yeah. Let me see when I find up.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like I said, it was probably about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. I signed up for it 4 days ago, but I didn't get approved till a day ago.
Oh, okay. So I think you're golden, because when they say 3 days right of rescission, it's 3 business days. So if you signed up 4 days ago, you're still within that 3 business day window. So you should be able to do that. And what I could do, just to give you some time and make sure that that, goes through, is I can set it up on a post date where we secure the position and close the category and take all the information now, but not actually charge you until the end of the day. Would that work?
So do call Angie and ask for a rescind?
Mm-hmm. I would. You're within that time and you're already feeling not comfortable about doing it. So I would definitely, because it's going to cost you so much money to run that program in your lead fees and anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, I mean, I only reason I did it was get myself out there and, but the thing that didn't make sense to me is why you had to pay for a service you offer.
They make billions of dollars on those leads. They run that nationally, and they're charging you and everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. So that's the beauty of this program, is we only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. And in addition to that, Clay, you said the only reason you participated with them is you want to get your name out there. being on Angie Leads isn't going to really get your name out there in any way, shape, or form, because statistically speaking, yes, they'll put you on their directory, but statistically speaking is when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google, and yet less than 1% will click on page two. So that means that if you took all of those other sources and said, let's look at Thumbtack, Angie Leads, Home Advisor, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Super Pages, Merchant Circle, you name it, and you kind of bundle them all into one category, they're all only getting 13% combined, where 87% will hire off of Google. And that's what I was talking about with this, is increasing your internet presence for CGA Electric and also including the website. Matter of fact, I just sent you a sample website in your text message. Did you get that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So I was just going
to ask you about the Angie Leads thing again, so I could resend it. Or whatever you said.
Yep. You just call them up and you just say, I want to cancel and refund. I'm within my 3-day right of rescission and I want to get my money back. And they have to give it back to you because you're within that 3 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then
I'm thinking about doing that going with this.
I would. Yeah, so. Because this is so much more beneficial. This is going to not only, you know, put you on Google and Bing, but all the popular directories in your area too. So you're going to go from having the weakest internet presence in the area because you're new to having the most strong, dominant internet presence in the area. And ultimately, that's what's going to get your phone ringing with the higher end clients. You know, no one's going to hire you.
You said this was $150 a month, right?
$199. So with the, if we take the Facebook ads off, it's just $199 month to month with no contracts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let me do this. I'm going to send out a request and make sure that I can get this all approved. And then while I wait on their response, I'm going to verify your information. So I've been calling you Clay, but I think Tara put in the notes that officially it's William.
Yeah, that's the official capacity.
Okay, and your last name?
Pope.
P-O-P-E?
Yep.
Okay, and your email address, please?
It's popeclay9@gmail.com.
Pope, and then Clay, P-L-A-Y, 9 at Gmail?
No, Pope, Clay, C-L-A-Y, 9
oh, Clay.
At Gmail.
Okay.
Yep.
But the number 9, right?
Yep.
Not written out. Okay, the number 9. Got it. And then is this the phone number you'd like to have displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
I have a business phone number, but I usually use this one.
Okay.
Just go ahead and put the business phone number on there. It's 937-910-337-8875.
So 910-337-8875?
Perfect.
And then I'll put this one on there as a secondary line. And then for the listing on Google, do you want it to show up as CGA Electric?
Yes.
Okay, and is the 104 Michaels Loop Drive a physical address where you can receive mail?
No, that's my physical address, but I have a different mailing address.
Okay, so I'm going to have Google send out a 5-digit PIN code to you. It will be there within 5 to 10 days, and it's a very important part of the process. And Google will reject the address if it's like a P.O. box or a mailbox, et cetera, or UPS store. Will that other address be good to receive that code, or would this one be better?
My mailing address is a P.O. box. So.
Oh, okay. So then I'll leave it at the Michaels Loop Drive because it will get rejected if we do the P.O. box. But they'll hide the address on the profile. So once you're verified, you'll show up as CGA Electric, West End, North Carolina, but the street address will be blocked out, okay?
Yeah, I just don't try to put out, you know, with a business, I don't try to put out my physical address.
I agree. Google does that. They deal with millions of home-based businesses. That's why they'll block out the address for your protection. You don't need a client trying to come to your house at 2 in the morning to hire you to, you know, put in a new ceiling fan.
Yeah.
I
don't want that.
Yeah, we're definitely going to block out that address. Don't worry about that. And then,
like I said, I do not receive any mail here. So.
Okay. So where would we be sending that PIN code if Google will reject the P.O. box? Where else do you think would be a good idea?
Should probably send it to my dad's house.
Okay. So what's that address?
Hold on one second. What's up, Mr. Raymond? I'm about to come help you. Hey, one moment, please.
Okay.
Well, you go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm talking with somebody right now. Just give me just a second, please.
Okay.
All right, I'm back. Sorry.
Okay. So if you have your dad's address, I'll put it in here now. If not, I'll let the technicians know that later when they call you, you'll have that address then. What are you thinking?
It's 770
mm-hmm.
Rose Ridge Road.
Is Rose Ridge one word or two separate words?
Two separate words.
Rose Ridge.
770 Rose Ridge Road. Aberdeen, North Carolina, 28315.
Got it. Okay, so I just put that in and let your dad know, and if anybody else checks the mail at that location, that Google verification code is coming, and it will be there within about 5 to 10 days, and it's a very important part of the process. When they get the code, if you're not at the address, they can just text it to you, and you can get it to us. That way, we can expedite your processing, okay?
Yeah. Is this the number I reach you back on?
Yes, you can, but let me also send you my direct line, because if you hit redial, you're going to go to the call center, and then they'll just have to track me down. But if you call my direct extension, which is 777, that call will come directly to my desk, and I just sent that to you on a text message, so you have it, okay?
Yeah. And
okay.
I just want to talk one more thing, and just
of
I
course.
Got it in my head that I want to do.
Yeah,
it said ask for a resend on the Angie's List.
That's it. That's the word. That's exactly correct. Mm-hmm.
So,
and
ask
then
for a resend.
A resend. Now, can you open up the text that I sent you with the sample site right now? Because I wanted to ask you one thing, because I'm getting the website included. This is MorganElectricCA.com. It's for another electrician that we're working with.
Okay.
So what I want to ask you is if you scroll down to the bottom of the site, and your site's going to be customized for you. So if you have a logo or pictures or examples of services, let us know and we'll put it up there. But down at the bottom, this client.
Oh, it says Morgan Electric, contact us. All that.
Yep. So that's the sample site. So the reason we put that contact form at the top, it's very important. Most people, they're going to call you directly or go to your site for immediate contact. But if they look you up and they can't call you right that second, they can plug their information into this form, and you'll get a notification that there's a lead coming through your site. And because that lead is a part of your Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, this client has a payment integrated site. So do you see where it says payments, description, amount, and people can pay him for through PayPal, Venmo, debit, or credit? Do you want to have that feature on your site where people can pay you through the site, or would you rather just, you know, collect your payments the normal way?
Well, you mean like debit and credit card, whatnot?
Right. So let's say that you went and you quoted somebody for a new panel upgrade, and they decided, okay, I want you to come out on Friday and do that. They can go on your site and they can pay you upfront for that. Or you can say, in order to book it for Friday, I want a $100 deposit. So they can come to your site and put, you know, deposit for Friday, $100, and they can pay you. So do you like that feature, that payment integration feature?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
It is. It's pretty cool. Yeah, so I'll put a note in here that will include that for you. It's not going to cost you extra. It's just a preference. And then in order to secure the position, I did get that $199 pricing approved for you. Did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I want to get a refund from Angie.
Right. That's why I told you that I could do a post date for the end of the day, because I don't have a way to hold the position. So I can secure the position and close the category by putting the credit card number in here now, but I'm not going to charge it until the end of the day, which is 7 p.m. your time. So you should have plenty of time to talk to Angie's. And if something changes and you can't participate, just call me later on before 7, and I won't have any need to process it. This is a way where we can kind of lock it down for CJ Electric without it going to another company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have to ask for a resend. What if they give me a hard time?
I would just tell them, you know, legally you have to. I'm within my 3-day right of rescission, and you have to give it to me. And if you give me a hard time, I'll contact my bank, and I'll let them know that you're fraudulently trying to keep my money. They'll give it back to you. They have to if it's within that 3 days, business days.
Okay.
Yep. So in order to do the post date for 7 p.m. tonight, is it a Visa, MasterCard? What works best?
Let me check. Are you there? Sorry, my wife needed help.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yep.
But I want, when I give you this, I want all the information sent to me, everything.
Okay. You mean the terms and conditions and the email and all that?
Everything, yes.
Okay, you got it. I'll send it all over to you. And then go ahead. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4020.
Mm-hmm.
4701.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just making sure this ain't no scam or nothing, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. I appreciate that you asked that, William, but we've been in business for 18 years. We were founded in 2004, and we're one of the elite companies in the nation that has a premier partnership with Google. So we have a very strong, upstanding reputation in this service.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure.
Of course.
You know, I just want some credentials.
Yeah, no, I want you to be comfortable. That's why I appreciate that you asked that, okay?
Okay, but yeah, I just want all the terms, conditions, everything, because I've been lopsied in before, so.
Well, you know what? You are actually on a month-to-month subscription, so you're not going to be lopsied into anything. We know that if we don't perform for you, you're going to cancel the program. So the only way you're going to continue with this is if it's working and it's profitable and it's bringing you business, right?
Okay.
And that's the beauty of this program is that we have serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada, and we have a 97% retention rate with our clients. So there's a definite reason that tens of thousands of business owners renew with this month after month after month after month. It's not because they have to, you know, because nobody signed a contract. It's because it's working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. And I know that it's going to be no different for you. You're absolutely going to love it as well.
Okay. All right. Well, just send me all the information for it. So
yep.
You got the first eight.
Yeah, I got the 4701. And then what comes next?
No, it's 4020. 4701.
Okay. Yep. And then what?
2819.
2819. Uh-huh.
8507.
8507. And expiration?
April 25.
April of 2025. And the code on the back?
138.
138. Okay. Now, what is the billing address that coincides with this card?
104 Michael's Loop.
Oh, good. Okay. So that was still in there. So 104 Michael's Loop.
So we good to go?
Nope. I think I hit a button and I just erased everything. So go ahead one more time and give me the card number. I'm so sorry.
It's 4020.
Mm-hmm.
4701.
Mm-hmm.
2819.
Mm-hmm.
8507.
Mm-hmm. Expiration?
April 25.
There we go. Okay. And the code?
138.
138. Okay. So what I have to do is go through a quick 90-second voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and they're going to go over getting your website set up, doing the Google placement, and all of the directories. So what this says, and some of it's a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, but just kind of bear with me. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
CGA Electric.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
William Pope, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
Okay. What that means is if you do anything else for your business down the road, which you shouldn't have to because this is a complete package, all we ask is that you let us know about it so it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing for you, okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged later today at 7 p.m. Eastern in the non-refundable amount of just $199. When the term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. In order to prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording, Clay. And then tomorrow when my technician calls you to go over the setup, it's going to take about 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes most. What would work best for an appointment like that, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Afternoon.
Okay. One, two, four, five, or six? What would work best?
One.
Okay.
One.
So I'm going to block out an hour window from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern tomorrow, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
All right. We'll do this. Pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you. Have a great evening, and if anything changes, you call me at that extension 777, okay?
All right, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good evening, Clay. Bye.
Bye.